overdue. Sorry, Alan. But yeah, stay tuned for New Breakfast Knob with Alan. Alan, well, thanks for coming in.
Wow.
And what you got coming up on your show?
You know, I don't know. I'm so stunned at your...
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and stay tuned for Alan.
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
Yeah, I don't know. I slept
through
the whole thing.
Dude, I only got 21 seconds.
Well, you didn't miss
much. Ah! You're listening to WRRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. All right. Phew. Man, that was under the wire, dude. Okay, let's all relax now. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. It's a Goldilocks kind of day. It's a Goldilocks Saturday, and I'm not going to be playing any Bears music. I ran out of Bears rock. So instead, we're going to hear some Savoy Brown and maybe some Captain Beefheart and maybe some Eels. Yeah, that would be it. Anyway, my name's Alan. I'm the New Breakfast Knob, and let's hear the aforementioned Savoy Brown.
Bound. breakfast, snapping at their heels, jumping on each other's backs. Hear their squeals. The young ones stand looking quite dismayed. How can they know that as animals we serve together? Listen to their silly pleading. Farmer beats them with his stick. Milling by the open door. Don't be seen.
That was Sheep by the Straubs from their 1971 album From the Witchwood, featuring Dave Cousins and Rick Wakeman before he was with Yes on organ. Before that was Savoy Brown with Tell Mama from their 71 album Street Corner Talkin'. You know, it's kind of curious that Rick Wakeman was on that album that has, or that song in particular, as sort of a Stranglers kind of feel to it, with that well-pronounced bass line and that insane organ solo, kind of went on to be hallmarks of Stranglers tunes. It's curious that a band known for their folk and prog rock roots could have such an influence. I'm guessing they had an influence on the Stranglers, who came around a few years after that in the early 70s. Their later early 70s, I should say. Speaking of the Stranglers, they just put out a record last year, and I'm really liking it. So I'm going to play some of them. This is the Stranglers with Freedom is Insanity from Giants.
ever walked you, except you and me. I didn't want to tell you about the other times. I didn't want you to leave across the sea.
Sleeping, driving, walking, talking, smiling.
And that was Anton Fear from his solo album, Dream Speed. Anton got his start with a band called the Feelies back in the 80s and then went on to play with the Lounge Lizards. Do you remember them? And Pere Ubu, Cleveland's finest band ever, in my opinion. He did one album with Pere Ubu, and then he went on to form the Golden Palominos, which is a long-running all-star project with a rotating cast featuring two members that we heard on that record. That was Bill Laswell on bass, of course. If you know Bill Laswell's bass playing, it's pretty unmistakable. Bootsy Collins and Buckethead shared guitar duties on that record. That's a pretty interesting combination. Bootsy and Buckethead have some other stuff going on, or had. I don't know what they're doing right this second, but we may hear a little bit from one or more of them. But first, let's head to the foothills. Actually, first, I want to tell you that you're listening to the New Breakfast Snob on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond. My name's Alan. I'm here every Saturday from 1 to 3. And then at 3 o'clock, we've got Songs from the Big Air. And at 5 o'clock, River City Limits, bringing you the best in local and regional entertainment, which may even include people you know or even yourself. If you got a request, make sure you get that in. And speaking of requests, later on in this show, I will have a pair of tickets to Sigur Rós. Am I pronouncing that right? They're from Sweden, and they sing in their own language, so I guess you can take a little bit of liberty with the pronunciation. They're playing in Charlottesville at the John Paul Jones Arena on September 23rd, and I'll give some sort of notice at some point further along in this show, and then you can call this number, 649-9737. To win those tickets. But first, I want to tell you that broadcast of music on WRIR is made possible in part by the Tech Exchange, friends who buy and sell new and used video games, cell phones, and other technology. On the web at thetechexchange.net, on Facebook at Tech Exchange RVA, and in the fan at 817 West Carey Street. And now we're going to head to the hills of North Carolina and hear Angela Faye Martin from her 2012 release, Anniversary.
Space. It's where it's for. I'm Paul James, the gardener guy. That old adage that you can't water your lawn too much is just not true. The greatest waste of water comes from applying too much too often. Much of the water is never absorbed. Instead of watering for one long session, water a few times for shorter periods. And use mulch around plants and flowers. This will not only save you money, but makes more intelligent use of the water we have. This is a public service message from the American Public Gardens Association and Rainbird Corporation.
Tell me, baby, what you gonna do? You got something in mind? Got a little time for a girl just passing through? A girl just passing through. You gonna play? Can you play that thing? Can you do it till you bring me back to another day, to the heat of another day? Devil in mind, devil in mind, everybody got a little devil in mind. Devil in mind, devil in mind, everybody got a little devil in mind.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Wow. Yeah, I really like that record. That was David Byrne, of course, from the Talking Heads, and St. Vincent. Really, that was, her name's Annie Clark. St. Vincent was her band, but she is the brains and the fantastic guitar player behind that band. These are two of my favorites combined. Did an album together late last year called Love This Giant. It was out on the 4AD label. Before that, another one of my favorite new releases, The Eels, who's just one guy who performs under the name E, and he's got a label called E-Works, which just put out Wonderful Glorious. And the name of that record was Wonderful Glorious, and the name of the song is Stick Together. And we heard a couple of another new song, Devil in Mind by Kerry Rodriguez, kind of an alternative country fiddle player singer with Give Me All, from her album Give Me All You Got. And we kicked it off with Angela Faye Martin from her anniversary CD, which was recorded right here in Richmond at the Sound of Music. And the name of that song was Landslide. It's kind of a cool Richmond connection. It's 147 at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And this is really strange. Usually I play a bunch of my antique records that my great-great-great-grandfather left to me before he shuffled off to fight in the Revolutionary War. But instead, I'm playing like new stuff. And this is by request. This is a song from the latest Deep Purple album, which I somehow managed to have for a couple of months, but I've been told it's not released yet. Wonder how that works. Anyway, the name of this song is Weirdistan.
We travel through time and meet on a stretch of sand. Where you're from up north and I live in Wonderland.
Still a teeny bop, I'm gonna get up.
202-203 at WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond. That was Quicksilver Messenger Service. Okay. That was not Quicksilver Messenger Service. That was some robot thinking for itself. Anyway, We heard Quicksilver Messenger Service with Doing Time in the USA. Probably a little bit of autobiography there, considering their lead singer missed their first album, first couple albums, actually, because he was doing time for marijuana possession back when that could get you arrested. I mean, when they could arrest you if you were white for it. Anyway, he got out. Dino Valenti was his name, and wrote some songs about that. Of course, they kind of went downhill musically after he got out of prison. I'm not really sure what to say about that, except what I just did. Before that was Blue Oyster Cult from their very first album, Transmaniacon. MC was the song. They talked about some critical mass situations back at the late 60s, early 70s, which was sort of a socially disruptive sort of time period. The more things change, the more they don't, kind of message there. And Ballad of a Hard Man by Thin Lizzy from their 1975 Fighting album. And Weirdest Dan kicked it off with from the new Deep Purple, Now What? Just released at the end of April, I've been told, or so I've heard. All right, got about 56 minutes to go, and let's see. Man, thinking about James Brown, thinking about problems. Maybe James Brown has a song about problems.
Wise men shine, your teeth make grit.
We'll be right back. Saturday night right here at WRAR 97.3 FM. The Saturday Night Turntable Sessions. Live guest DJs every Saturday bringing you their own unique musical style and musical flair. This is radio for the rest of us.
Split how I got away when they started to spray. Many want to see your brother dead, but then...
That was Quadrant 4 from Billy Cobham's solo album, Spectrum, featuring Billy Cobham, who was the drummer. He played with just about everybody, Horace Silver, jazz great, the legendary Miles Davis, John McLaughlin's Mahavishnu Orchestra, And then in 73, he put out his own record. Jan Hammer, who put out a great album later on with Jeff Beck, is playing synthesizer on that one. Before that, Herbie Hancock from his 1975 Manchild album did Hang Up Your Hang-Ups by Herbie Hancock. How's that for alliteration? And we kicked off the set with some classic James Brown singing about problems. The name of the song was Problems. It's 220 at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street. Now featuring home delivery everywhere in the city. Details on the web at rostovs.com. Okay, it's 2:21, and it's time for some Stevie Wonder.
Thank you. This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. If you must use a chainsaw, follow the instructions to be safe. Wear a hard hat, safety glasses, earplugs, thick work gloves, chaps, and boots. Always hold the saw at waist level or below, and make sure that others remain far away. If you are cut, put direct pressure on the wound to stop bleeding and get medical help as soon as possible. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
All right. It's time. You want to call 649-9737. First caller gets a pair of tickets to Sigur Rós at the John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville, September 23rd. Call 649-9737. Be the first caller. Get yourself a pair of tickets to Sweden's post-rock geniuses, Sigur Rós, Charlottesville. John Paul Jones Arena, September 23rd.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. If you must use a chainsaw, follow the instructions to be safe. Wear a hard hat, safety glasses, earplugs, thick work gloves, chaps, and boots. Always hold the saw at waist level or below, and make sure that...
Okay, I think we all pretty much learned our lessons with chainsaws, so I had to cut that one short. I want to let you know, we have a winner for the tickets to Sigur Rós. Thanks, everybody, for calling. Wish I had some more. It's going to be a great show from everything I understand. Also want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And this beautiful... this special Sunday. No, it's what day is the week of this? Yeah, it's like a block on the calendar, man. Far out. I would think the record is stuck, but it's not a record. This is Monster Rally. But don't fret. We'll get back to some normal sounding stuff. Because I got some krautrock, some very obscure krautrock. I-E-L-E-F-F is the name of the band. Iliff and G-I-R-L-S-R-L-S Girl Wills is the name of the record. Yeah, I know it's in everybody's collection.
Sweeps through the ground. No rescue inside.
All right. I want to make a couple corrections there. I got all mixed up because I was talking into the telephone when I should have been talking into the microphone, or maybe it was the other way around. You know, they both end with phone, and they both point at your mouth. So I'm really not sure what I said and who I said it to, but we did get a winner for the tickets, and I want to thank everybody that called on the microphone or the telephone or whatever it was. That was pretty awesome. Glad to know you're all having a great time out there. Anyway, my correction was that was Eloy, another German krautrock band, but that was from 2009, although they put out their first record in 70, I think. They had some ups and downs, but that's a pretty good record. You don't hear a lot of that stuff anymore. Before that, we heard The Soft Machine from Bundles, which was the only record that Alan Holdsworth played with them. Hazard Profile Number 5 was the name of that song. And can you believe this is Black Sabbath in the background? Really, it is. Okay. Anyway, we're going to have Eve of Eternity by Eilif, I'm not sure. I've never heard anybody pronounce this band's name, from their Girls album released on the Philips label in 1972, coming up right now. We'll be right back. got another correct iteration to make. When I said Sweden, I meant Iceland. Iceland and not Sweden. But when I said Germany, I meant Germany. And let's see, Iceland, Sweden, Germany. I get all those South Pacific islands mixed up. I'm pretty sure that this band is from Germany, though. I don't think I'll need to correct it. You know who this is.
Thank you.
Noi, 75. All right, that's about it for the New Breakfast Knob at WRRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. Songs from the Big Hair is up in about 4 minutes. But I'm going to leave you with... We heard some representation from Germany and some other Nordic islands. Wait a minute. Maybe that's not... Oh, an island. I get Germany and England all mixed up. But this would be England. Yeah. These guys are British.
Gotta get away from the complicated life.